This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The show business bug has clearly been passed down in one Michigan family. Grandparents have appeared in TV commercials, an uncle founded a major funk rock band, and a grandson is now performing off-Broadway. John Kalish reports on this young actor and the pull of Yiddish theater.
Michal Yashinsky helped create a multimedia Yiddish textbook while working at the National Yiddish Book Center in Massachusetts. He was one of some 700 actors who auditioned for the Yiddish production of Fiddler on the Roof. Yashinsky won a dual role in the musical.
Amen.
The Yiddish version of Fiddler was staged by Volksbühne, the National Yiddish Theater. The production wowed audiences, which gave it standing ovations at virtually every performance. Michal Yashinsky left the show in September to teach Yiddish at U of M. But the sold-out crowds and critical acclaim resulted in the decision to move Fiddler to the largest off-Broadway theater in New York City. So Yashinsky decided to put his teaching job on hold and come back to the play. Jackie Hoffman is a Broadway veteran who plays Yenta the matchmaker in Fiddler. She's glad he's returning to the cast.
It looks like it's in his blood. He is a truly Yiddish soul. He's like someone who could have crept out of the 19th century.
Yiddish culture is in Yashinsky's blood, thanks to his maternal grandmother, the late Elizabeth Elkin Weiss. She was a Yiddishist, someone devoted to the literature, music, and theater of Yiddish, the thousand-year-old language spoken by East European Jews.
I was licked to trick to shade its side, to knock the diet on a kite. The hoffen was to Yiddish folk.
That's Weiss reciting a poem in Yiddish at the Detroit Opera House in 2014. The poem was added to the beginning of a children's opera directed by Yashinsky.
She is very much to thank for what I'm doing. I feel actually everything I do in some way has to do with her. And I feel I very much am treading a similar path as she did.
Similar, but not identical. Yashinsky's grandmother did voices in radio commercials. Here's a few spots from her demo reel.
Twin Pines cream. For top-rate fiddles, you can't beat Twin Pines.
La, 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 papaya, oops.
Hi, my husband Harvey just went to another Ford dealer and got a price on a new Escort.
Yashinsky's grandfather, too, had a showbiz career. Reuben Weiss acted in humorous TV commercials, including this one for Almaden Wine.
The Chablis doesn't taste like ours.
The Chablis doesn't taste like ours.
Definitely.
Dad, ours tastes better.
Junior, that's not ours.
Reuben and Elizabeth Weiss had five children. One of them, David Weiss, is better known as David Was, the founder of Was Not Was. A Detroit newspaper described the group as a sausage factory of funk, rock, jazz, and electronic dance music. The band's 1987 hit Walk the Dinosaur rose to number 7 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. At the recording sessions for the Fiddler cast album in late November, Yashinsky wears his grandmother's ring. He knows his grandmother would be proud of him for performing in a Yiddish musical, as well as teaching the Mamelotion, or mother tongue, at U of M. He says he'll miss the students in his Yiddish classes at the university.
I said to someone the other day that they durst noch Yiddisher Chochme, they really thirst for Yiddish knowledge. These are people that I feel connected to in our mutual discovery of this language.
But his teaching job at the university will be there for him in the fall. The Center for Judaic Studies has given its blessing to his decision to return to the stage. Jeffrey Weidlinger is director of the center.
We see this as further advance in his career. We see him as becoming a real prominent Yiddish cultural figure, and all that benefits us when he comes back and returns to the classroom. We certainly expect him to come back and hope he comes back.
But there's already talk of bringing the Yiddish production of Fiddler on the Roof to Los Angeles, Berlin, and Australia. Michal Yashinsky says whether he stays with the show or returns to the university, he's determined to make a contribution to Yiddish culture.
Both careers have something in common, and that's discovering and disseminating and celebrating this culture, the culture of my ancestors, really. As a teacher, I'm transmitting it in a different way than I was transmitting it as an actor on stage. But in any case, I'm helping to add more links to this golden akate, as you say in Yiddish, a golden chain of culture that's inherited from one generation to the next. And it's upon us all to just keep adding links to that chain, not to lose grasp of it.
Yashinsky starts rehearsals for the Fiddler reboot on Tuesday. The musical opens February 11th. For Stateside, I'm John Kalish.
Verbrochen und Herzlocher, verleben und gesund sein, in a guter und maseldicher Schoch, soll sein mit Glück, lachaim, lachaim, lachaim.